That in the upcoming sugya, the Vav Mem Aleph.
Well, now I think we'll go back and look at some of the sugyas and some of the fundamental issues that we've been postponing. But the next sugya, which we won't do right now, is at Tzana Shavush Ben. What's the end of the Mishnah as a Tzana Shava, as a common denominator? What is the purpose of the Mishnah pointing out to us that there's a common denominator? So what? The Gemara Lasuyimai, it must come to teach us that there are certain mazikim that are mazikim as per the common denominator. So Abaye says, Lasuye, some we're familiar with, Avne Sakina Masoi, Shenichem Rishgagoi, Venothel Ruch Mitsuya Vizikoi. Abaye says it's that if a person leaves something on his roof and it's blown by a Ruch Mitsuya, so then we've discussed before that if it damages while it's flying, then that is included with Tzad HaShava. If it's damaged by once it rests, then it's a bore. If Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if you weren't mafkit with the shore, whether it's a bore. Rava says La Suye Bor Misgalgal Ragli Onor Lehemus. Rava says that it's something that gets kicked around. But you left something in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's a moving board that you put into place. Rav Ada Barahava says it's to include the din that we've discussed about pouring water into the Rishus HaRabim, pouring your sponge of water into the Rishus HaRabim. And we skipped Ravina. Is Ravina quotes the Mishnah, a wall that is that fell into the Rishus HaRabim, also in combination of a bor that's not chilose siyose lehezek. So those are the four halachas that we learn from the Tzad HaShava. Rava, Ravina, Rava Abaye, Rav Ada Bar Hava, and Ravina. Right, the Avnei Sakina Masoi Shenichen Rishgagon. Then we have Bora Mizgalgel. Then we have Mayim, water that you're throwing to Sarabim. And the fourth is a wall that belongs to you that fell over to the Shusarabim. Right, two of the four we've already discussed. So we're able to, we'll come back to these sugyas, obviously, but we're able to appreciate what we, the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, that I think is fundamental to understanding the sugyas that we've been learning until now. The Rosh, when the Rosh discusses this upcoming sugya, right? In other words, the Rosh discusses the examples that we've had, what we've called hybrid ovos, co-ovos. So the Rosh that Asana Shomesh Ebohen La Suye Mai Omer Abaye La Suye Avnei Sekina Masoi Rav Alfazal Loihevi Bechibur Kohani Kimtois Tahani Amiroi Afol Gav De Kulon Halochis Psukoi Sein Veloi Plige Adodi Yelamar Omer Chadam Amar Chadam Veloi Plige. There are different Gersois in the Rif. Our Gersois in the Rif is a little bit different than the Rosh. The Rosh's Gersois in the Rif did not include any of these four. But the Rosh says that these four positions are not arguing with each other. Each one accepts the other. They all accept that these are four mazikim. Each one chose a different mazik to highlight the idea of having a mazik that is bred from a tzad HaShava, from the common denominator. A mazik that does not fit neatly into any one of. Bor Misgalgel doesn't fit into the Ov, because the Ov of Bor is that it's stationary. And Avnei Sekina Masoi does not fit neatly into Bor if it lands, according to Rav, because you're not mafkirit, if you decided not to be mafkirit, because, again, it's not chilosei asiyosei lehezek. And if it lands, it's not Eish. because it's not at that point, it's not no longer koyach acher mu'urav boy. So the Gemara says that the Zerush says all of these four positions accept each other. Doi kimta de ravada brahava braisa odravina masnisini. And they have to be accepted because whereas Abai and Rava are presenting new mazikin, meaning they're new, they're recording mazikin that had not yet been recorded, but Rav Adar Bar Hava is simply quoting a Mishnah, a Braisa. Rav Vina is quoting a Mishnah. So of course, these are halachas that everybody agrees upon. V'chein ahanu debai v'rova lekel akshuri midei. There's no kasha. Maskinu diyalfinu avnu sikinu masoi shenichu b'shgagim v'noflu b'shul rabim ruchu mitzuyim v'ziku bostu denaychem yibor v'yesh. It's a combination of bor v'yesh. V'yesh v'nagdolim. That we have to focus on now. V'yesh v'nagdolim. And there were gedolim. Shekosvu that they wrote, the loy machayev alamasha chayev v'shneyem, upetire minizke kelim, umi misas odom kimoy bor, umi tomon kimoy be'esh, the cave on the osu b'me'atzan, yevinu lohu akal shevishneyem. There are those who wrote that if you have a hybrid of, that means you are given the leniencies of both of the others. So when you have avnei sekiyum asoy shenichem b'shusar rabim, and it fell in that shenichem b'rish gagoy, and it fell in the b'shusar rabim, and I was mafkirit. So the basis, how do I know I'm chayiv for it? Well, because the Gemara says that it has the quality of bor, and that people come and trip on it. On the other hand, it's not chilos yasiyos hezek. So we have the quality of esh. I got there and it was and got it because koyacham achem uravoy. So it's a bor that was created by a koyach achem uravoy. Hatzada shove shebahen. I can be machayev this boar, right? Through eish and through boar. I know that's correct, because in Heymud Beis, the Gemara says that I could have kishadisa boar badayu. The Gemara says that I can use the ovois to expand upon themselves, and even beyond themselves, because the Gemara says that I really don't need the four Ovois to teach me that the Ovois are Chayiv. That the Yesod of Heyom and Beis, Rav is Yesod, the way I understood Pshat in the Mishnah, was that I don't need four Ovois to be Mechayiv Hezek. The conclusion of the Suyam and Beis is, I do need the four Ovois for Lil Chayseyin. I need the four Ovois so that I know that a Keren is Aloch of Tammuz, that Eish is a Ptur Tomon, that Bor is a Ptur Odom Mimisa, Ptur Kalim, and that Shein Regel is only Vishus Harabim, Vishus HaYochid. So I need my Ovis to teach me these various halachas. I don't need these Ovis to teach me that a particular mazik is chayiv. Right? That is how you soy to oil me daf heyim and beis. Correct? That's the maskon of the sugya. The Gemara, so based on that, once I know that, so then there's nothing stopping me from saying, so now I can address a mazik that I'm unaware of. I didn't need the Takash Baruch Hu didn't need to record Shein Verego. The Torah recorded Shein Verego to teach me a kula. All right? So now, I can now say that there are going to be other mazikim. Those mazikim, and we have a list of four of them on Vav Amun Aleph. We know other mazikin from Gimel and Beis, right? We know that from Gimel and Aleph, Beis and Beis Gimel and Aleph, all the toldos of Karen and the toldos of Shein Beregel. So the Gemara already says that we're going to expand the mazikin beyond the Ovos. Sometimes we expand them beyond the Ovos by virtue of them being like the Ov itself. That's the toldos. Nischacha bekois lanosa, tifa peiris lanosa. And sometimes we'll expand the Ovos by bringing together two Ovos and having a mahatzad, having a hekesh, having a kal v'chomer, and a fe'enfer, and a teres, and the pirchas. Correct? Straight from the Gemara. So now the Rosh says, but now when we have the hybrid Ovos, when we have the Ovos that are learned from joint Ovos, the toldos, that are learned from joint Ovos, the toldos that do not neatly fit into any one of, so what is the dinim? Right? The yesoid from basement Aleph is told they say in ki yoy say bahen, except for cousin of the Shuras. Good. Now what do I do with a told that's created from two others? Say yesh men agdayim chakosu duloy mechayev al mashachiv v'shneiem uptire mi nizke keli mises adam kim moy bor umi tamish moy yesh to also mead sad yevinalei. So one mahalach in the Rishonim is that if you are a tolda of two ovos, you cannot be more chayiv than your two ovos. How can I create a mazik that is more chayuvim than the makor of that mazik? V'yeshin istabku medavar, and then there were kadmoinim, there were rishonim, there were gedolim, who had a safek. What was the safek? What's the other alternative? So Rosh says, I think that Avnei Sakino Masoi Shenichan Bereish Gagon and lands in Mishus Rabim is a bore. Right? I think that Koisel Shenoflu Mishus Rabim, even though it's not Chiloses Yosef Ezek, is a bore. I think a bore Mizgagal is a bore. The kol din bor yeshlem, teda. Kol din bor means only the coolest of bor. Tomer is going to become chayiv. Teda. The hane an inech sholish akim tois yalfin lumi bor vishor lishvul. The omar tona shor le ragloi. Umad sadim asnis in koya dalit omis ashnimish nesenu. The shokel v'toribu lehari zeh karei zeh atzad ha'shem v'shaven v'ilukeren tanya v'seifa k'shizek ha'va mazik l'sham d'shlumi nezek la'asuye keren v'heichem motzi shmul asinu b'bor v'regel l'chayvinu v'shus ha'rabim k'evan d'yavinu l'vokal shabahen. Rosh says that the three oikim tois that we're going to learn, we're learning from Bor and Shor. Right? And according to Shmuel, it's Shor l'Ragloi. Right? So that means that we're learning from Bor, and which is only Rishus HaRabim, and from Regel, which is not Rishus HaRabim. Hechi motzi Shmuel laisinu mivor v'regel chayvinu v'shus rabim. So the Rosh says, how could Shmuel say, I'm going to have a mazik, and I'm going to learn it from bor and regel, right? Then this mazik is never going to become chayiv, because a bor is only chayiv v'shus rabim, and regel is only chayiv v'shus yochid. Right? Kevan the ibn akal shvehe nilchach nira the ikra talmud. Right? And you understand the clarity of the Rosh's argument.
How can you respond to that?
What's Atzana Shavish Ren, Amar Baila Suya, Avni Sikin, Masoy, Shinifu Shresh Gagoy. Hechi Domi, Ibahadi the Kaazlika Mazki, if it is damaging on it and on its trajectory, Hainu Eish. Elobosa de Naichi, it's after it has come to rest. Idav Kirinu, if I was Mavgirit, Hainu Bor. Haninami, by putting it on top of a roof, Ella must be that I wasn't mafkir. I still want my knapsack. Lushmul the Omer Kul Merlamadnu, I knew bor. So it must be that according to Shmuel, I was mafkir. And it's not like bor because it's a kechachamur boy. Alright? So Eish will be Machayev. So between Bor and Eish, I could be Machayev, the Amnistikim Asoy. However, Bor Miskal Gubashu Sarabim, if I have something which I left in Shusharabim, now it's getting kicked around. My people and my animals. So once again, if I was mafkirin, according to Rav and Shmuel Zabor, all right? Ella must be that I wasn't mafkirin. Shmuel says, bor, what do you mean bor? So it must be I wasn't mafkirin, and it's not like bor, because masav gormuloi. And over here, ain't masav gormuloi, so it must be sure. Right? Mara says, I leave some shoes to rabbin, I leave a soccer ball to rabbin. Right? It gets kicked around. Then somebody trips over. So I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? I want the soccer, I wasn't mafkirin. Right? So Shmuel says, but it's a boar b'shus rabbin. But it's not a boar b'shus rabbin because a classic boar is, I dug it. This boar I put in place, and now I have partners who are putting it in different places. Right? So the Gemara says, sure. Sure is my sure. It goes in different places. So, bor and shore are machai. What kind of shore? Tana shore l'ragwe. Right? So it says the Rosh, according to Shmuel, who holds tana shore l'ragwe, and Shmuel says over here, shore yechiyach. So the Machayev is going to be Bor and Shor. That says the Rosh is Bor and Shor in a Chayev. Because Bor is only Chayev b'shus Harabim, and Shor is only Chayev b'shus Yochim. So it's not a Chayev. And the Rosh says, and that's true for the next two Mazikim. Right, this is the end of Shmuel. Shor yechiyach, bor techiyach. And again, with Ravina, according to Shmuel, it's bor techiyach, shor techiyach. So that leads the Rosh to say that. The first shita he quoted is an untenable shita. Hilchach nira, the ikar talmuduhu mi bor luchudei the bor gomer. V'chein bor misgalgel koisu sheiv shenafel ashus rabim. V'chein poiskim v'boisein v'gorfim v'boisein. These three examples. According to Shmuel, bor v'shusai chayiv, v'kamlin kavosai, bor gomer hu, elab lemetzinu lemelif, mi bor luchudei, mishum de leidomi, legamrei lebor. It's a bor, but I can't use bor on its own. I need a misayeya to teach me that it's a bor. Hilchakam elu lo yotzu michlal bor. Bishvil elu apirchay su bor gom ucholdin bor lem. Kulis v'chomers. Right? So that's the... So, the Gra is the Gevalda Geraya, Tzarechiyin, but we have a Machlekes Rishonim. And the Svara, if you wouldn't have the Raya of the Rosh, who is the more powerful Svara? Shita Aleph or Shita Beis? The Rosh or the Rosh's Bar Pelukta?
Aleph.
Aleph, why? If you had, if you were defending somebody in front of a Beis Din, right? It was, and it's a combination of, and it's a bor eish and it's tomun. So you would defend by saying it's without eish, it would not become chayiv. If without Eish it wouldn't become Chayav, how can it be more Machmir than Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam said Eish is Poter and Tomim. The only reason this Avnei Sigma says Chayav is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said Eish is Chayav. But Eish has a Ptur of the Tomim. So how can I be more requiring than the Ribbono Shel Olam? How can I be more requiring than the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu said that a Shein Vervegel Vershus Haravim is Poter. The only reason this Bor Misgalgal is Chayim is because of Shein V'Regel. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that certain things happen to Rav and have to be expected. So logically, the first Shita is the easier one to defend. Textually, right, the second Shita is much stronger, correct? Because the Raya of the Raya is called the Raya. How are you going to have a Chiyim of Shavreite? So we have to understand, so we have to explain both Shitas. How you talking, how do we understand the Rosh? How can you create a Tolda which is stricter than its source? Stricter than the Machayim. And the same token, how can you be mechayev? How can you create an of that is that if you will apply all of the kulas, it's not going to be an of. It's a tzad hashava, which is mufrach me'elel because of the details. Right? So understand the difficulty of both stodim. Right? Even without the rush, we should have this kasha. Correct? We don't really need the rush to ask this kasha. The rush helps us by giving us two shitas. So we now know how to build. But even if we wouldn't have the rush, we should have a sort of a brick wall in the sugya itself. The sugya itself is difficult. Right? Because of the bor shor connection. So I just want to point out how fundamental this kasha is in the Masechta. Right? First of all, we are clearly throwing the towel in an ayinch and a dini momus. Right? So we have to come back to that. Right? Right now we're in a different... We are in the Onshim and Adin zone, so to speak. Right? And again, that seems to be Oilem and Asugya. Right? That's Rashi said, Beis and Heimed Beis. That's why I've been pushing to get Heimed Beis, because until you get Heimed Beis, you're really not, you don't have the Kalim to work with to understand the Sugya B'omkus. So now you get Heimed Beis and you see Kal V'Chomer. Alright, so now we'll have to come back. Have to come back to figure out how we're going to work all this through the Rishonim hold 8 Eishmet Dimidini Moments. Okay? But right now, so we have Oish v'nedin medini moment. That's good. So we have a Kal v'chomer, good. We have a Kal v'chomer that cannot withstand the pircha. So therefore, it's not a Kal v'chomer. But we can be miyashiv the pircha. All right? That was Taisus yesterday. That's how we're going to get through Shein v'regel from Boronesh. But many of the Ovois would be justifiable through two Ovois. Good. The Torah gave us rules agabi each of. Fine. So far, so good. Now we learned Mehmet Beis that we can be Marchiv the Mazikin Haksuvim B'Torah. Right? That is essentially saying we learn from Mehmet Beis, we learn from our Sugya that the Mazikin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented are all Ovois. So that allows us to expand the of and have various toldos. But now we've learned from the Tzadah Shava that it also allows us to have co-ovos. Right? Tzorach Eid, if there would be a similar thing, Lagavi Shabbos. I don't know. Lagavi Tuma. But Lagavi Hezek, so I have Mazikim. HaMazikim are only Mazikim by virtue of two ovos. So now our question is, l'chayra, logically, al pi svara, right? We should say that the ovos are only machayiv as far as their sources allow them to be machayiv. I cannot create a tolda, which is more chomer than the yom, right? The l'chayra is a davar, should be a davar posh, right? Again, the emphasis in Shabbos, sometimes the toldas are more chomer than the yom. There are examples like that. But when it comes to Hezek, logically, Api Svara, since we're working with Svara, so Lachaira, the Toldos should not be more chomer than the others. All right? But now we're saying, if we don't allow ourselves to have Toldos that are more chomer than others, then there are Toldos which are registered in the Mishnayos and the Brises, which then should not be Chayiv altogether. So, the Tzad HaShava becomes Mufrach. The very Tzad HaShava, which is the Yesod of Nezikin, becomes one that one cannot apply in many, many cases. All right? So that's what we have to understand. That's what the Rosh is pointing out. The Rosh says one has to say that you can have a toldah that's learned from two ovos, but it will be essentially one of. And you'll view the co-of as a mesayeya, as to help things out. And you see what forces the Rosh to say that is because that's the only way we can find a place for three of the toldahs and vav, omed aleph, and vav omed beis. But logically, how do you explain that I need regel to machayev or mezgalgel, and one of the fundamental principles of regel that I'm not chayev b'shusher rabim, whatever reason you're going to say, because you have to expect that the animals are there and they're walking there, and therefore I'm potter, but on a bor mezgalgel I'm chayev. That's the kasha. That's the yisur. Good. Mordechai, question?
Let me mention Shabbos quickly about how, even though the Toldos are technically more like machmir than the Avos, it's not Shachter and the Hezek. Can you really explain why it's not, or why we can make Toldos more?
I have to think it through more. There are certain times when Toldos do not have the restrictions of Avos. I have to think it through more. Go ahead, Lior.
Why can't we claim that the Turim of each Av are just derived from Zerah Katuv, and therefore Min Hadin, the Toldo should be Chayav everything, and the reason they're not Pater is just because the Zerah Katuv doesn't apply to them? It means that they're not really more Chamor than the Avot, they're just the same Chum as the Avot, but they just don't have the Turim from the Zerah Katuv.
So you're going to have a system where the Xeris HaKosov only applies to the Av.
Yeah.
With Xeris HaKosov only applies to the Av. So, how? What gives you the license to expand the Av beyond what the Xeris HaKosov will apply to? Right. In other words, let me be a little clearer. I have an Av called Bor. You're going to argue that the Torah addressed a stationary Bor. So when it comes to a stationary Bor, the Torah has Xeris HaKosov that is Bor v'le Odom. All right. I'm going to now be koyach hasvara, because there are mazik that are not stationary, namely regel, all right, and even eish. So the Torah does allow for moving mazikin. All right. So now you're going to argue the Ptur Tomon is only on a stationary bore. The Ptur Tomon was not on a moving bore. So I'm going to argue, if that's the case, why do I have the license to expand Bor beyond the criteria that the Torah gave? And it was, if stationary moving is so significant, ad kedei kach, that you'll argue that the Xeris HaKosov of Bor only applies to a stationary Bor, then where do I have the right to expand Bor beyond that qualification?
Meikar Adin, the stationary board should be chayv no matter what falls in,
right?
Right. So, thing, you could expand it to say that even non-stationary board should be chayv always. And then after that, the Zerikotu comes in to only be put there in a stationary board.
Let's be clear. Yesterday we learned a Tosus that said that Bor v'le Odom is potter because havile liyune, right? So have Xeris HaKosov that when I have a stationary bor, havile liyune, right? Now I have a moving bor. So now you're going to argue that a stationary bor is havile liyune. A moving bor, we can't say havile liyune, right? So therefore, you're going to argue that I have a kal v'chomer from a stationary bor, that for sure a moving bor should become chay. So I would accept that. We have a rule that you can't create, even by a kal v'chomer, a more chomer limud. So you know, what right are you going to tell me that I have that I can establish a more chomer dikur mazik? You tell me a kal v'chomer, I can't create a kal v'chomer. In another, the Gemara says that you can't be more machmir on the. What would you learn from the kal v'chomer? Right, let's take another example. I have regel. Regel is potter b'shus v'am, presumably. That's the first rush in the Masechta, presumably because I have a right to have my animals in the Rishus HaRabim. And if you leave your fruit in the Rishus HaRabim, you have to expect that the animals will nibble on it. All right? So I'm put to the Rishus HaRabim. Now I'm saying, so therefore, if I leave, I'm allowed to have my Baal Rishus HaRabim. I'm allowed to leave my fruit there. That's what the Gemara says. So now, therefore, I should be allowed to have people kick my basket around. So the same tour, so the mechayev of regel, that I am responsible for the movements of my animal, therefore I'm responsible for the movement of my object. But for my animal, I wasn't responsible, which is the rabbit. So now, why am I responsible for my object? So now I've created a regel that is more chomer than the original regel. But that's where we... Right? Lioris ha'orah is really the answer to Mordechai's question before. If sometimes when we have Oves and Shabbos that are limited to, let's say, Gidulei Karkin, the Toldos may not be limited. So that's what Lior is correctly pointing out, that there could be an Ov where there's something very substantial about the Ov. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only applied it to certain kinds of objects. But over here, when it comes to the, I'm expanding it via the Svara of the Tzadah Shaveh, becomes a chiddush. And yet, the Rush is pointing out, despite that chiddush, so that's an untenable, to say anything becomes untenable. So the Brisker Rav points out that that is, that what's bothering us now has to bother us at the very beginning of the Sichta when we learn the Rif's understanding of the opening Ivoyah. Right, the opening Ivoyah of the Masechta was Todesein ki yaitseven alav ki yaitseven. Right? So you know that Rashi says Todesein ki yaitseven alav ki yaitseven means are the Toldos chayiv or not? Right? The Perish Rashi Divar Maschil Hocha Mai. Oh, can't highlight. Okay. Told me. The Maschil Mahochamai and Beis Omud Beis told us the Shabbos Havi Ka'ovis. Hachamai, and the told us of Mazikim ki yoytze ben olav ki yoytze ben. So Rashi says, told us to Shabbat and Ka'ovis. Told us to Tumul Havik Ovis. Vahacha. What's the din over here? Told us that Azikim Mai. Mi Amrinan told they saying ki yoytze ben loishna of loishna told him Mizik Mishalem. Oy Dilma lo. What's a Dilma lo? Oy Dilma lo Mishalem. Right? Is it told the chayiv or not? Told the gavi always means you're chayiv, just like the ov. Told the gavi tumah means it's metame, but not like the ov. Right? Means that it's not metame beyond the ov. Told us the nezikin my mi amrinon. Do we say ki yitzven loishna of loishna told the imizik mishalim oy dilma lo? Then we have very two or three other rashis to support this diuk, as opposed to the rif that said told the saying that finished off by saying mi yaminon ki yitzay bahen like Shabbos. That if it's a told of Eish, it's Potter and Tom, and if it's a told of Regal, it's Potter, which is a Rabbin. If it's a told of Karen, then there's a din of Tammuz. A Lav Kiyetzven. What's Lav Kiyetzven according to Riv? That it wouldn't be Potter in. Right. So the Brisker Rav says, we don't understand the Rashi, and we don't understand the Rif. Both are very difficult. Rashi, the Gemara says, Ovis Mechaldein told us. If it told us Potter, Seth, what is it? That's the Brisker Rav's eyes in Akasha. He says, how can you learn Pshat and Rashi? Mechaldein told us, are they told us chayiv or told us potter? Well, if they told us are potter, they're not told us. They told us our potter, you don't need ovis. They told us our potter, that means bor is a bor is a bor. It's not anything but a bor. You're going to tell me it looks like a bor, potter. Right? You're going to tell me shor is chayiv. Regular is chayiv. But you're going to tell me hezika derech ilucha bisara derech lu bishliv befrumia potter. Then ovis. There are very, very specific halachas. So, the Brisker Rav says, according to Rashi, we don't understand Bechlal. The Imlav Kiyetzvah and Pot Legamre. V'chein Mashmi brings a few other rayas. V'lech Oira, Einoi Muvan. The Im Allah told us, Lekachi Yuvachlal, and in mind, Diku told us. V'alloi Zei Sheminim Es Nisan, Dovish Mechalik told us. Ubal Korcha, they have to say the Gamal told us Ikechiv Nezokim. Umaykum Aviliyoy. Next, the Rif. So the Rif says, we want to know where it has the same Malachas. So the Brisker Rav says, how do you understand the Rif? Tzoruch Iyun Be'yar Dover. The Kash in the Rif is a Kash that we've been asking the last 20 minutes in the Rosh. How you talking that you're told to be more chomer in the yav? How can the Gemara have a kasha like that? So say lav ki yitzven. What does that mean? That means I'm going to have an eish, and it's going to be chayv and tomun, a bor chayv and adam. So mechatei said that I'm going to have a told to be more chomer in the yav. So the two tzadim in the rush line up with the two tzadim in the sugya from the very, very beginning, Rashi and the Rif, right? Hezra Adomer. We get to Daf Heyman Beis, Vavam and Aleph, and we learn that there are Ovais that are told, us, who are learned from two Ovais, right? And one Shita says that if they are learned from both Ovais, they have to have the coolest of both Ovais. That's Rashi saying, I only know their chayiv because the two ovis. Otherwise, I would know the chayiv. So, if I only know their chayiv because the two ovis, of course, I cannot be more machmir Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Riv, and the second day of the Rosh, which says, but that doesn't work. Doesn't work because otherwise you could not have a shore bore combination. Malagakasha. So must be that a tolda of two ovois ultimately fits into one of. I'm mechayev it with two ovois, but I put into one of, and has the lochis of that of. That's what the Rif says. That's what the Gemara wants to know. Does the toldas have the pturim of the ovois? So, we can read the Rif. You can read the text. I have told us. I want to know. I told us are chayiv. I want to know that told us is chayiv is the Ov. It's good. So you can read the text. But mehechatesa, what would be the basis to say, which the Rosh says we have to say, that sometimes the told us will not be like the others. Right? That's lav yitzvah, not as chayiv. So that's what the Brisker Rav explains. After he points out, the Rif raises the question from the perspective of we need to understand both Rashi and the Rif. Right? What the Rif is pointing out is that to the very beginning of the Mesichta, there should be some logical piece that is Shaton Birer Harbe. Right? Vene Besugya, Maude Tema. So the Rif, through the Sugya of, it points out the same thing in Tulusha and in Mechuberes. And then he says, "V'rosh cholekas evisavrele." The kol din bor yeshlem. That's the verse we just learned. Aval yachar sheyeshlem ha'yelfusa meyesh. The gam bekei chachamur beim ikach yud nizakin. Chazar dinom liyos kimoy bor luchol adinim. The kol sheiziku bosar denayche aridomu lebor. The toiras bor lehem veloy toiras eish. Ulochi chayev gam betomen. V'chein b'gbor ha'mizgalgel. After tzrichinon beilal yufusam mishor, mikol mokam toiras bor bei, v'loi toiras shor, v'chayim b'shus harabim, ayin shem midvar, lich oira, hadar v'tzorch borer, all right, that's our kasha. Ooh, what are you doing? Ve'ech'ef shalachi yevinu b'dvarim she'esh poter. Ulam nire poshut. Darei. Ha de'esh poter al tomun hu zeh mitzad gzeres ha'kotzen. Along the lines of what the Or was saying. Sha'tayra poter tomun be'esh. Avol be'ikir din mazik hari le'shayni tomun me'ena tomun. Ve'gzeres ha'kotzen ha'zeh ne'mer rak al eish. V'lo al ma she'enoi eish. V'shapi yelfinon avnei sakinoi masoi she'nichon v'rish gagoi v'noth ruch mitzuyo v'ziko bosa denaychi m'chiyu v'deish she'nechshav kemazik af im koich acham u'raboy. Right? Avalinyin petura, the exercise of cause doesn't apply. So, it's along, very much along the lines of what Lior was saying before, but the Biskrov explains. Bisrov explains that when the Rebbeim gave us the Oves Mazikin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving us four categories, and part of that din was that Mazikim have to fit into one of those four categories. That the Machayev of the Hezek does not flow smoothly into the Mazik itself. That the Torah says, I can establish via the Arba Mazik and that there's a Mazik. But then I have another obligation, and then to determine which Mazik it is. The Torah does not allow for a Bor Eish Mazik. It's one of four Mazikim. If the Mazik is Eish, it has Halachas of Eish, it has a Ptur of Eish. That's what the way the Or is saying, it's Zer Sakosa. If it's Eish, but not quite Eish, it doesn't get the cool of Eish. Then it's not Eish. Part of the way that Chazal understood the Oves Mazikin is that if it doesn't fit into that ultimately it has to fit into an Ov. Otherwise, it would not be Chai. Moshul Lamad Dover Doimer. I think what I'm saying now is correct. I'll give a golden example. This is correct. There is a din the Rabbanon of Moilid on Shabbos. Making something new, right? Taking an ice cube and holding it in your hand and melting the ice cube and creating a pool of water. It's called Moilid. Then he said the Rabbanon, then he said the rice. According to Rashi, According to Rambam, it's a Tolda Abdosh. According to Rashi, you cannot. It doesn't look like any single of. But there is a common denominator of Ovis called making new things. So Chazal said, if you make something new in Shabbos, so then that is a Tolda of. The Tzana Shava Shemet. Now, told Moilid is a Din Rabbanon. On Shabbos, you cannot, since Moilid, according to Rashi, does not fit into any one of, it's not Aser Minotaur. The closest you'll get is some kind of Makom HaPakosh, but it doesn't look like it's not a Makom HaPakosh. So when it doesn't fit into any of, it is not chayiv v'nei raisa. Even though al pisvara I have it sada shavah shavahen, that's machayiv. When it comes to hezek, so Chazal understood that the tzara shove sheven is the machayev, but I still have to fit it into one of the ovis. If I cannot fit into one of the ovis, then it's not going to become chayev. In that way, it's similar to the moiled example in Shabbos, according to Rashi. So the Rosh says, Chazal understood that the way that the system of Hezek, the Arba Oves Nezikin, is has two roles. Role number one is that the Tzara Shove Sheven is Machayev. Role number one is that I can create a Machayev through several Oves working together. Role number two is it has to fit into one of the Oves. And has to be ultimately labeled by an Ov. That's what the Rishkirav introduces, the idea that there is a Chalus Shem Bor. Shem Bor. He wouldn't understand what he means. And not, be very careful not just to throw around lumpish terms. What he means is that there is a label, an identity of Bor, which goes beyond the strict example that Bor was given in Chumash. There's Bor in Chumash, that means a pit, that means Ekstamam Mizdik. But the Torah is in Machadish, a shame Bor, a mazik called Bor. The mazik called Bor means that this mazik is not like the Bor HaKsuba B'Taira. I need Eish to tell me that it's Chayiv. I need Regel to tell me that something that's moving can become Chayiv. But once I know it's chayiv, then I have to say, well, of the four mazikim, what is it most domer? It has to fit into one of those examples. And if it doesn't fit into one of those examples, it won't become chayiv. So the Rosh says that must be how Chazal understood the Ovis. And that's why once I have Avnei Sekinu Masoi, better yet, once I have my Bor Mizgalgel, so I know it's Chayev, say a Kal Vachomer from Bor, I get rid of the Pircha through Shein V'Regel, say it's a Tzad HaShove of Bor Shein V'Regel, so I know it's Chayev. Then Chazal said, but it has to fit into one of the Ovis. So which Ov is it most like? Which Ov does have most of its qualification? Is the most dominant. Once it becomes under the Hesachal Shein Bor, then the Xeris HaKosov applies to it. Inside the Brisker Rav, let's see his Lashem. The Brisker Rav says, Elo Poshutu, Nira Poshut, Hari Eish, the Potter Al Tomun, who Zem Itzad Xeris HaKosov Shatera Potter Tomun Beish, Abel Be'ikir Din Mazik, Hari Le Shiny Tomun Tomun. The fact that something that I am responsible for this mazik, tumah not tumah is irrelevant. Shouldn't matter at all. Fagzeres hakosuv is enem erak aleish v'lo al mashe ein eish v'shapi alfin avnei sakinim asoi sha'anoi sein b'roish gagib av nafu b'chmutzuya v'ziku bosa naichu mechuyu v'di eish she'in nechshav mazik af im koyach acher mu'uruv boi. Avol inyan petura de tamen shumitzad yes hakosuv azinan baser iker hashem im shem bor boy oy shem eish olov. All right. So again, so why is the Brisker Rav better than what Laor said a few moments ago? Right. They said mamash the same thing. What the Brisker Rav is adding to what Laor said is that the Machayev of Hezek is not that this looks like Eish. The Machayev of Hezek is not that it looks like Bor. The Machayev of Hezek is the Tzad HaShove Sheben. That's the Machayev of Hezek. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu said that I only have 4 or 13 or 24 mazikim. To know which, how I'm going to treat this, I have to fit into one of the mazikim. And there, Basar Iker Hashem, Im Shem Bor Boy, Hashem Eish Olov, the Tomun Be'esh Potra Torah V'loi B'bor. Right? So whereas Lior was saying before, maybe I should say that the Gzeiras HaKosov only applies to the Ov, but not to the Tolda. So that I thought would be difficult to say, especially since when it comes to Regel, the Svara of patering up the Regel Vishas Harabim seems to apply to the Tolda as well. So all the Briskerov pointed out is that the Gzeiras HaKosov applies to the Ov. Where the Briskerov parted ways from the Or is to say, and part of the Gzeiras HaKosov of Mazikin is that I have Ovos. And every Tolda has to fit into one of those Ovos. The system does not allow for a Tolda to cross boundaries. So, whereas we opened up by saying, Hayitochen, that a Tolda should become more Chayiv than the Ov. After all, the Tolda is only Chayiv because it's Doma Liyov. So the answer is, the Rif would say that on Heyamid Beis, we learn that we Kishadisa Bor, when you put Bor into the mix, so you'll be able to create the Chi of Hezek. And when the Gemara at the end of the Omud said, so why do I need to have 4 Ovos? So the Gemara wasn't simply saying, because I need to learn Peturim. The Gemara was saying because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was now saying that every Tolda has to fit into an Ov. And the once it has the shame of shame bor, shame v'regel, you have to know what's the Iker, what's the Tofel, what's the major Machayev. So the Torah, the Gemara says, I'm Machayev it because of bor, but it falls short of bor. So I can use another Ov to support the fact that it's Chayev. Once it's Chayev, it has to fit into one of the others. So that's according to the Rif, when the Gemara raised the question, told they say in ki yoytzeh lav ki yoytzeh behen, according to the Rif, this is the Nakuda the Gemara was asking. I'm going to be Machayev Toldas. If I'm Machayev Tolda, can I have a general class of Mazikim? Is that accepted? Toldei saying ki yaitse ben. We appreciate it when we have a Tolda of several Ovis. So we have a general class of Mazikim. Does the general class of mazikim become a mazik without a category? There's no halachas, there's no tumen, there's no bor v'layodam? Or is there no such thing as a general class of mazikim? Either it comes from an avhet, so the Gemara says, with the exception of chasidezek tzoros, so the Sainti Yoitz then. The Rif's Kash is this Nakuda. The Machayev comes because of a Tzara Shavash event. So now, does it have to fit into an Ovah or not? Is that part of the system? Is that Pshat and Ovah's told the Sainti Yoitz then? And then, Lech Oira, I don't think the Biskirov says this, but I think it's correct to say that if you could have a general class of mazikim that are not governed by the Yov, then I can even ask, what about the tolda of a specific Yov? What about a tolda of nischachacha b'koisel? That's a tolda. So then I ask Lior's question, well, maybe the Gzer Zakos only applies to the Yov, not to the members of the set. And if once you're telling me there's a machayev, and that machayev does not necessarily govern the details of that chiyuv, so now let's come to a simple tolda. It's walking along b'sarv shalav b'shlif shalav, so I know it's chayev. So now I have to ask, well, this gzeres hakosav, is it only lagabe the example that's given in Chumash? Or is it to all those that are chayev because of it? How do I know? So our Gemara concludes that this is the brisky rub shot in the riff, and this is what the Rosh is pointing out in Mamad Aleph. Our Gemara concludes that that part of the Omeis Machlal Nikol told us means that there cannot be a told that doesn't belong to an Ov. I can create Chiyuvim through a Tzad HaShavim. But the chiddush of the Oveis Nezikin is that once I have a chiyuv, it has to fit into a category. And that's a huge chiddush. That I can have told us that I'm more chayv in the Ov. But that's part of the Oveis told us. All right, so that's the first building block according to the Brisker Rovers. And that's primarily what the Brisker Rav explains. And now, you go through the Brisker Rav, you'll see how he points out at the Gimel Amid, Abbez Amid Beis, Karen Telusha, Karen Mechuberes, Gimel and Aleph, are all rayas for this Yisrael. We have to finish up and explain Rashi. How do you live Pshat Rashi? Alright, so you have a work ahead of us. Good, I look forward to